Yes. Yes. Yes.
We're back. We're back. It's Tuesday. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew that you would make it through the weekend, that you would get your Monday out the way to get this week in the full swing and get on back here for your next dose, man. This is the Audio Meds, and I'm DJ Bobby Hustle, and this is my guy.
That Vato Capo.
Guaranteed to get you plugged for $1 million and 500 pounds of Puyol cheese.
What?
Yes, 500 pounds of Puyol cheese, which is the most expensive cheese in the world, and it's made from the milk of the Balkan donkey. Valued at $600 per pound.
Damn,
it ain't cheddar, it's Balkan cheese.
From the Balkan donkey, right?
Right, yes, from the Balkan donkey in Serbia. Yes, sir, it's a real thing, man. We are here, we are back for another wonderful dose. It is Tuesday, this is the Audio Meds, and we are live on AMP. If you're not familiar with what AMP is, if this is your first time coming to the platform, maybe you've seen the link, you clicked it somewhere, maybe you've seen the billboard in one of the major cities, and you're like, let me see what this thing is all about. Well, AMP is live radio reimagined, and the Audio Meds, well, we're the only known cure to insanity. That's a proven fact, right, Capo?
Yeah, yes, that is a proven fact. You can Google it right now. And just like Bobby said, we have a great show for him today. I'm extremely hyped because we have a super special guest ready to join us. He's going to call in here in a few, a super producer. We're going to get a bunch of gems today. But not only that, we got some interesting topics of discussion. We're about to beef up that playlist. We're going to play some hits. We're going to jump into the super producer's catalog and play some of them hits that he's got behind his belt. Oh man, we got a good one for him, Bobby. I'm extremely hyped. I'm ready to go. I don't know about you, dog, but what time?
Man, already know, man. I'm ready to pedal to them and metal. This is the
quick mix, you bastards. Let's go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey,
yes,
hey,
yes.
Every time I hear that song, I get so lit. I'm like, man, I can do it. I'm about to put the whole world on you, dig.
That's it, man. That is it. I'm fucking ready to go, dog. That's what this shit does every time.
That's what it's all about, man. Welcome back to the show. It's another dose. It's Tuesday, Capo. Bro, we got a real big one today, man. I'm feeling good, man. How you feeling?
Bobby, I am fucking beyond excited, bro. Like, this is what we do it for right here. Not only do we get to celebrate the culture, we get to celebrate the culture with the people that made it what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
This is the beauty of it, man. I don't know. Should I go ahead and introduce our today's guest,
man,
or what?
Let's get to it, man. Let's get to it.
Man, all right, today we are joined by, not only is he Memphis royalty, this man changed the sound of the game. He came in with his own unique sound, created and blended, and I mean, platinum super producer, a man of many hats, entrepreneur, changing the game, building up not only himself, but other producers around him. He is a humble genius. That's what I like to call this man. And I am grateful to be able to call him one of the homies. I need y'all to make some noise for the one, the only Drummer Boy.
Drummer, hey, yeah, boy. There it is. What up, big homie?
What it do, man? What it do?
Yes,
man, glad to have you here, man.
We are full of
fact. Already know it, man. Shout out Audio Meds, man. 100.
That's it. That's love, man. So, man, we know you've been out here getting to it, moving around. You got it, man. You've always got your hands in some shit, dog. Like, every time I look up, you're somewhere else doing something new. What is it, man? What gives you this energy to just keep going and never slow down?
Man, honestly, them four kids, them four grandbabies, man, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Insane Wayne, my big brother, you know what I'm saying? He left me with a handful, you know what I'm saying? My brother's keeper, I'm holding it down and still moving, man. I don't know, it's a new energy, a new chapter, man.
Wow, that's deep, bro. That makes me look at it from a whole different angle, dog. Like, that is that you took on a huge responsibility. I mean, how has that been, man? Like, how is that wearing that hat now?
It's been actually, you know, humbling, you know what I mean? And just, you know, understanding that life and families and love and support, and that's the most important, through all the money, throughout the cars, the glitz, the glamour, you know what I'm saying? Like, the materialistic things have nothing is priceless compared to family, you know what I mean?
That's so true, together. So true. So,
you know what I mean? It put me in a different mindset with the music. And just, man, the music I've been making lately has just been so impactful. I'm excited to, you know, continue to make more hits and put more hits on the board. You know what I mean? Super excited, man. So many. We got our first number one with Dexter Daps on the reggae side. So I got number ones in rap, hip-hop, and R&B now to add reggae. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Into the picture. We working with Latin artists. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But shout out Dexter Daps. I work with DeVito, Davido. Okay. Africa, we did a record called Wi-Fi, and I did a record called Scripture on the Vent album. Go get Dexter Daps, the Vent album, man. I did 3 tracks on there.
Okay, that's fire. That's fire. Hey, working, man. Non-stop, man. Hey, that's where it's at, though, man. The Afro beats is the wave, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's big. Davido and Dexter Daps, like, those are like the Drakes over there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely, so, man. Major. Cool one of them joints up. If you play one of them while we on, play Wi-Fi for me. We can continue the interview, but just, you know, while we talking.
We got you.
Pull up,
we got
the doubts, Wi-Fi. I'm telling you, man. You know what I mean? I encourage the DJs to broaden my list of hits, man. Like, I'm overseas. I'm making incredible music, man. So just keeping y'all, you know, in tune with D-Boy all the way, man. This audio, yeah. Man, we got to give you the new.
Hey,
new,
man, exclusive. We about to dive deep, man. We about to dive deep, man.
And that's the beauty of it, is like, we had to go through some of the catalog that from the previous years, but you still got so much. Dog, there's so much out here that we don't even have a long enough show to get through. Even the new shit that you got coming out, it's insane, bro. Like, I don't know how you do it, man. I don't know how you continue to put so many numbers on the fucking board, dog. Like, salute to you, bro. That shit's insane, man.
Salute, man. It's fans, man. They deserve this music, and it's the spirit. I'm speaking to y'all through my spirit. You know what I'm saying? I never sold my soul, so I'm pure. This is the rawest you're going to get. You know what I mean? And just hitting you with the best of it. Like, man, I'm telling you, Freak Some, new single with T-Rail, Juvenile. We wrote a book called Behind the Hits. That's going crazy. I mean, where I'm talking about a lot of the stories behind these songs. I'ma Do Me, Rocco. I Put On For My City, Jeezy, Kanye, or Ply, Shawty, or No Hands. We Just Went Diamond. You know what I mean?
I seen that. Man, that's the beautiful thing about this game. Is like, man, that's old money turning into new money. Like, hey.
Absolutely. We did 7 more million in the past 5 years. Like, come on, man.
Hey, that's the numbers. Talk but yo, Drummer, so talking about this book, man, I know, you know, this is like, you got hits, you've been doing this for a thing, and you entrepreneur, you got your store, you got all your brands, and now you got the book. You know, we all know you got the book Behind the Hits. I wanted to tell you this when you jumped on the line. I seen the Fox 5 interview, and bro, I am so glad you stopped that lady and corrected Wale's name, bro. I was dying. I was like, he didn't let that slide.
Yeah, no, come on. I had to keep it a buck, man. I knew I was on the news. She was looking at me side eye after the interview, but I was like, I'm sorry. I had to get you, man. She said she called that man Well. New song
with Roscoe Dash and Waka Flocka and Whale. No hands.
I said, you mean Wale. That's Wale. I ain't mean to do it to you.
That's Wale.
Wale.
Yeah, you was articulate with it, but like, no, you ain't finna play us like that. Hey, man. I can give you one, man.
Yeah.
Don't let them press you into being quiet, man. That's one thing, like you just said, you never sold your soul, man. And like, you know, you've always stood up for yours. And I know, you know, just watching you through the years, man, it's been a pleasure to see it. And you still on your wave, man. That's dope, man.
Yeah, definitely. So with this book, man, like, of course, Behind the Hits, right? So it's the stories behind some of your biggest records. But like, what was the thought process walking into this? Did you just wake up one day and be like, man, I'm gonna start writing a book about all these fucking stories I got? Or was it one of the things like, I need to write this shit down before I forget it?
Honestly, every time I do an interview, it'll be haunting me in my head. Like, damn, I tell good stories. You know what I'm saying? Every time I do an interview, I hear myself talk. You know, recently I started a podcast, Beauty and the Beast podcast, with me and Jessica Dime, aka Dime Peace. So, you know what I'm saying? That was on YouTube at Beauty and the Beast podcast. Bam. So, you know, it was like a calling almost. Like, dog, who gonna tell your story but you? These niggas trying to erase you. These niggas trying to forget about you. You know what I'm saying? The game, you know how it go. So at the same time, it was struggle. It was business tactics. Everybody be like, how do you stay so relevant? How you da, 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 da? How do you all these different questions? And it will haunt me, these interviews. And I was like, dog, all of these questions I'm gonna ask myself and put it into a book. On top of me always putting out, I used to put out different quotes, you know what I'm saying, on my Instagram and motivating people. And I'm like, man, you know what? I'm giving this shit away for free. Let me put all my shit into the book. So I gave you the story, then I gave you D-Boy talk, which breaks down what I'm saying in the D-Boy form. You know what I'm saying? And then, bam, I'm still giving you the listings of like what the record did, the factual information on. Damn, okay. That did go platinum. Damn, that did go gold. Damn.
Giving them the stats.
So you really like seeing the behind the hits, what equipment I was using. You know, if I didn't have split sheets or if I didn't have publishing on this record, imagine I just, you know, sold the beat exclusively to No Hands and I only made $2,000. Compared to, you know, 5 to 10 million. That's a big difference just having your business in order, bro. Now you're able to buy a house. Now you're able to invest in business. Now you're able to make investments. Now you're able to, you know, grow, buy new equipment. Let me state, you know what I'm saying? I'm on FL. I'm on, man, I got all of the digital, you know what I mean? But I still got some of the analog shit too. You know what I'm saying? So I mix that shit, like on some OG shit. Metro Boomin do that a lot. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Metro. But it's only it's a lot of gain that I'm giving just on like the producer end and the business end and the I want to be an artist end, what it really takes, putting that bag up. Rocco put $400,000 on I'ma Do Me over a period of 6 months. But he started getting 60 a week just in shows. But you gotta think, as an independent, what other independent you seen be top 10? You just do you. I'ma Do Me. We Marvin. You know what I'm saying? So then come the deal. Man, we gotta sign this guy. Bam, $1.5 million deal with Def Jam Island. Jermaine. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just all about putting the money up. And all the artists, they want the free beats. They want the YouTube beats. They want the this and that. If you had $1 million deal on the table, you can't take it because you can't provide masters. Yeah. Now you gotta go back, hit the producer. Oh, he already sold that beat to somebody else. You do a beat, you don't even know how to do that or reach out to the right producer to remake the beat. You gotta go through all of this shit and you got $1 million on the table. You don't even got the music copywritten. You don't even got the stems to your music. Oh, the boom is distorted. This snare is too loud or the sounds are not mixed right. Bam, you need the files, you need the stems, you need the track outs. Everybody putting out music on two tracks and just throwing it there. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's clearing samples. So then when this get taken down, or when this get, you put 10, 20, 30,000 into a record and it gets pulled.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So
giving you the truth, the raw, you know what I'm saying? On what people need to hear, how they need to hear it, man, and get on their business, man. The importance of entertainment lawyer, management, choreography, the artist development, like so many different things, man. You know what I'm saying? So definitely go check out the book, Behind the Hits. I ain't gonna give y'all too much.
Hey, not too much, too much. But y'all here, man. Hey, man, about to pick your brain and play some game, man. We got Drummer Boy on the line, man. So, Drummer, man, like you an OG in the game. You know, you got the book, you're giving the secret. So while we got you here, just wanna, you know, ask you some questions that a lot of people wanna know. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, one question I like to ask people this made it is, what do you feel, you know, because you started producing when you was, what, 12? You know, started making beats at 12, and you're a fully grown man now. So from that whole experience of being independent, in the business, independent, what is the biggest loss lesson that you've taken and flipped into something, the biggest one that you can share?
The biggest lesson?
The L, however you want to say it, lesson, loss, whatever, that, like, made you the businessman that you are now.
I'm trying to
I ain't took no losses now.
Ain't gonna be a loss. It could be a lesson. You know what I'm saying? Like in this game, we know, you know, you got to win some, you lose some, but like that's what makes you the boss.
Man, let me see. I will say this. The first time that I felt like I took a loss, which I did, was I started off working on a piece of equipment called a Roland XP50.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got that joint out of a spot in Memphis called Strings and Things. And it had different keyboards and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. So my mom got me a keyboard. I ended up starting making beats and practicing, doing this and doing that, and woo, woo, woo. And my brother was like, you know, after a year or two, he was like, man, your shit hard. A lot of people just, you know what I'm saying? Man, them beats hard. This shit hard, man. Da, 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 da. That's really how I got, you know, the name Drummer Boy. Just people hearing my beat patterns and always the Cafeteria King beating on the lunch table and all that, blah, blah, blah. But it was when I got my MPC 2000. That was like my first Akai beat machine. I got the MPC 2000. And I knew how to work it. But I ain't know how to track the beat out. Like it splits. Like at that time, you had to run the kick through one, run the snare through two, run the hi-hat through three, run the open through four. Like each sound would be on its individual track. So you could turn it up, turn it down, and mix the shit right. So I'm in the studio with Gangsta Boo. We at House of Blues studio, the legendary, the infamous House of Blues. I'm talking about Isaac Hayes, Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, some of everybody. They got all kind of monuments on the wall. They just burned down recently, man. I hate that. But this particular studio, I wasn't really prepared to track out the beat. And it literally took me like the whole studio session. And Gangsta Boo chewed my ass out, man. R.I.P. Gangsta Boo. She loved me. She was like, man, come on, John. You got to get your shit together, man. This shit's so good. Man, damn, man. I got to pay these weekend $400 and we ain't even do shit, bro. You know, I goddamn thought we were going to rap on the beat and this and that. Da, 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 man, come on, man. You got to do better, John. Man, tomorrow on you. So I had to pay for the studio for the next day.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? At this time, like, I'm 16. You know what I'm saying? I probably was 17, man. I'm like, damn, you know, that shit hit. You know what I mean? I ain't really have it like this. So, you know, you might have 800 or you might have a rack to your name. And then, man, just having to spin that, it's like, all right, you know what? I'm finna learn how to work any PC equipment that I have in my hand. Like, I'll never be put on the spot like that again. And, man, I started tracking out beats in 10, 15, 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, right. You got to say that studio time.
He said, that shit ain't happening again.
Man, and just seeing how pissed off she was and just how down, like, everybody was hype on the moment. People were drinking, smoking. So you know how you got that feeling? You ready to drop something. You know what I mean? And the fuck up somebody moment to not be able to capture the moment, that's the key thing that producer does.
Yep.
Might start freestyling. He might be asleep the whole session and then just wake up and then bam, hit a blunt or something and he just go into the street. Hey, gonna go in the booth. While he feeling it, while he passionate about it, anytime you see that passion come out, oh, you gotta catch him right then.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Because he might slow down, he might die down, you know what I'm saying? These niggas be popping pills and shit. They got a 30-minute window.
Right.
They don't
make me
for real.
Because that up's gonna
turn it down.
Man, I got this nigga in an hour. If I don't get this shit, man, in this hour, and then it ain't gonna.
Moral of the story is, if you're a producer and you got a session on the line, make sure you know your equipment and how to deliver the product that's needed so you don't waste no time.
Absolutely. It's going to come out your pocket.
Real shit, man. So, hey, we're going to get into this song. Bobby, you got it queued up?
Man, I found it, man. So, Wi-Fi, right? Drummer Boy, Dexter Dash.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I mean, since you hyped this song up, come on, man. Like we do with a lot of artists, before we drop it, to get people sonically, mentally, spiritually on the same level as you, what was the magic that went through your mind? Was you out the country when you made it? Was you in Africa? How did it happen?
Man, I was actually, you know, sipping on sangria.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it was a really good batch of sangria. I love wine, you know what I mean? It's bomb-ass grapes. And it just had me on a tone, like, you know what, I gotta do something that's sensual and sexual, you know what I mean? Just because I knew Dexter Dapps. Like, if you watch his shows, if you get familiar with him as an artist, he's very sexual with every song, you know what I mean? And explicit, you know, to say the least, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this something right here for the ladies, man, you know what I mean? It's real special, this real, you know, high profile, you know what I mean? And, you know, I had something to do with the penmanship on the hook. You are
okay. Wonderful.
You are. You know what I mean? It's just
yeah,
lifting
the
telling them you are. You know what I mean? Anything that you want to be, you are beautiful, whether you feel it or not. You are okay. Wonderful. You feel? So it's for the ladies.
Hey, it's for the ladies, man. Y'all know how we do here at Audio Meds. Make sure y'all tap that plus button, turn it to a check, add this joint to your playlist so you can have that bitch ready to go. It's your man's Drummer Boy, Dexter Dapps, Wi-Fi. Exclusive, not really, but still.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, that was Dexter Dapps, Drummer Boy, Wi-Fi. If y'all just tapping in, you know what it is. This is the Audio Meds. It's Tuesday. We got a super duper special guest on the line.
Drummer Boy, duper in there.
Fresh. Hey, you got hey man. He earned a duper.
Yo, that was totally left field, bro. I did not expect that, man. That was fucking dope as shit, man. Sure. Yeah, I'm loving it, man. How you're transitioning, man. Going, you know, that's the thing though. It's like you're a man of many hats, bro. So, like, I'm not surprised at all, really, honestly.
Oh yeah, real musician, man. You know what I mean? I came. My dad was in the orchestra. My mom was in the opera. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So. In the beginning, just having that hip hop in me and just Memphis in me, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to start off with this orchestral take over the world sound. And I'm still, you know, going back to that. A lot of fans been begging me to bring them horns back. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned. We got some amazing monster beats, as they call them, you know what I'm saying? But also I like to keep, you know, the ladies in mind, you know what I'm saying, and making sure they moving, we dancing, and we loving.
Hey. Absolutely. And, you know, like a lot of people, they know you for the big horns and the drums. But so is this a true fact that you are classically trained with the clarinet?
Absolutely, man. I was raised by my pop. You know what I'm saying? I made all West Tennessee bands and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like Bach and Beethoven and Sebastian, you know, different composers. But I always wanted to be my own composer. I always wanted to be I wanted to be just as great as Beethoven and write my own music. You know what I mean, and to see my music going diamond and triple platinum and all this shit, bro, it's just blessings, man. It's like, this is what I always wanted to do, really, from birth. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy how just your mom putting her womb to a speaker and playing music and playing sounds. Your ears are alive before you even born. So I would have dreams, and you know, these dreams used to be nightmares, but I had to learn how to make beats because I always had a beat in my head. 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, you know what I mean? And I started off with the recorder. At 3, my dad, man, you're gonna learn recorder, you know what I'm saying? I was playing sheet music 5, 6, 7, you know what I mean, just early on. So it was a part of that classically trained that just give you that, you know, extra ability to you know, make anything that you could name a word, I can make music to sound like it. That's how cool I am, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you could give me a story, I could give music that sound like that story. So I'm doing music, I'm doing scores, I'm doing soundtracks, I'm doing, you know, commercials for Walmart. We just did like 3-4 commercials for Walmart, like, you know what I mean? License and set.
Hey, wild, man. Working.
Yeah, whatever needed, man. We just, you know, I'm passionate. This is my gift to the world and my purpose. You know what I'm saying? Right. We're doing something, you know what I mean? And bringing us together, unifying my city, unifying the world through music. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Deeper roots, uniting music. That's drum, squad, deeper roots, uniting music.
Hey, wow. So boys and girls, if you're listening, don't believe the hype. Drummer Boy is an articulate, classically trained clarinetist who also had an opportunity to be in the orchestra, but he chose trap music. Or just he chose music because you make more than trap music. I'm not even going to put you in that box, boss.
Exactly.
You
know, exactly.
Music.
So man, how does your mom feel about that, bro? Because I know at one point she was probably like, Or correct me if I'm wrong. Like, was there ever a point where she was like, don't do the music thing, like pursuing as a producer, like trying to do hip hop. Was that frowned upon?
Yeah, it was, but it was more so through my dad. Like, my dad was in an orchestra. I grew up, I was like, they was my babysitter for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody in the orchestra just knew me, you know what I mean? They embraced me. I'm playing clarinet. I'm always Tennessee band. They want me to follow, you know, my father's footsteps, you know what I mean? And I felt like I was just under a shadow, like, I got ideas and shit in my head that is massive. Like, and that's where my brother come in the picture, taking me to the first studio, showing me the first beat machine, and you know what I mean? Showing me how to, man, compose a sequence. You know what I mean? Just learning the Akai, you know what I'm saying? Operating system and whatnot. So, you know, just through that, it took me to a whole nother world. And my mom was the first one to buy my first keyboard. And, you know, that's where the business came in. Well, you know, I'm financing this, and this is what financing is, and I got to have credit, and you're going to mess up my credit and make my credit stay. You know what I'm saying? And you got to, man, I got to pay this $200 every month. Da, 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 da. So I had to be on my grind, and selling bass tapes was like the first thing I was doing. So mom was more on the business side. As long as I'm making money, she had
it. Right.
But I ain't even tell my dad I was drummer boy until I got kicked out of college. You know what I'm saying? Due to unattendance. I'm back and forth in Atlanta doing Boys in the Hood and doing Jeezy. Like, you know, and I had done Gotti and Tila and all of these big acts in Memphis already. Gangsta Boo, 3-6 Mafia. So he ain't really know nothing about who Drummer Boy was until I got kicked out of college. You know what I'm saying? But the first time she called me, like, that's it right there, was Here I Am. Rick Ross, Nelly, Avery Stone. When I here I am, I got a lot of dollars I could spend them on her.
Hey, hell yeah.
That's that shit, boy. Like, you got the hits, man. You got the hits, man.
Mama called me, hey, that's it right there, baby.
Hey, when mama call you and say that's it, you know it's it.
You made it, dog.
Hey, that's when you know you made it.
Oh, that's classic, bro. So, man, do you know with the game nowadays, man, it's so easy for people to call themselves producers, just like DJs, man. It's like everyone can say they're a DJ now and they're showing up to the club with a phone and a playlist. You know what I'm saying? Like, and with producers, there's a lot of this, you know, just not so much musical background. Like you said, you're a real musician. Do you feel like that it's oversaturated with people calling themselves producers when they're not really producers? Or do you feel like there's producers, there's like real producers, or you know what I'm saying? Like, Bobby, help me out here. Do you know what I'm getting at?
The difference between
you.
Yeah.
I'm going to start it off like this. Some people are heard. Others are felt.
Ooh.
Okay. Dr. Drummer.
See what I'm saying? And I'm going to break that down. Some people are heard. You might hear it. Okay, bam. You're in the club. You hear a song. Okay, cool. You hear a song, okay, cool. Sometimes you hear a song and sit down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's only a
right.
few songs that you, ooh, oh, girl, this is my song. You immediately move. You can't even help it. Even it just naturally just, it's like the vibrations, the frequencies, the connection of spirit is deeper than just a beat. That's why a lot of songs, you can just, man, turn off the beat. The folks still know the words because it's a great song. They just can recite every word and still stay on beat with you and sing that motherfucker without the beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But the beat connects to the energy. It's like putting a glass of water in front of a speaker, and different beats that you play gonna make that glass of water move different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Certain beats that make that water jump out the cup.
Damn.
That man is perfect.
Hey, he came with the Bruce Lee shit, dog.
Yeah, so if we made up of 80% water, they say our body's made up 70%, 80% water, so bam, it's gonna do that through them same vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I like to have like girls in the studio with me sometimes, because man, I could play a beat and they, ooh, it just immediately, ooh, that's going to be a hit. Mm-hmm. They ain't even got no words on the shit yet.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just know, okay, this, bam, is like a feeling as opposed to it's just heard. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I heard what you said, but did you feel what I say? It's a difference.
Yeah. No, that's real. That's real as fuck. So do you feel you know, like right now, there, you know, of course, the South has been running it for a long time, man. But there's also this thing where it's like we're almost losing the borders, right? Like a lot of East Coast artists or up North artists are sounding like they're from the South and West Coast. There's this huge blend. Do you feel like we're losing that with the production as well? Like, you know, you used to be able to put on a beat and you'd be like, oh shit, that's a East Coast beat or that's a West Coast, and you have those different elements that you knew where it was coming from. You know what I'm saying? Like the way the drums hit, you could tell it's from the East Coast, or the funk in it or the bass line or something that sounds really like a West Coast, or, you know, different things you could tell where it was from. Do you feel like we're losing those borders in the production side of it as well?
I think great producers, you know, are able to, you know, create anything. You know what I mean? So whatever you want to do, do it. You know what I mean? That's what hip hop and this genre of trap and all of these different genres of any music that you want to create it, make it, love it, own it, and contribute. These are only contributions of what somebody felt at the time when they was making what they was making, and then they chose to release it into the world, and it's accepted. You know, in different aspects, man. That's why you got challenged. You don't like what you're hearing, change it. You know what I mean? But I do think, you know, it's more blended. It's hard to tell who's from where. Yes. It's hard to identify, you know, different cities and their culture. And I think certain artists are good with that, like our, you know, even the younger guys in New York, like the what's my boy named Fivio Form. You know what I'm saying? Or even Fabulous, or, you know what I mean, Mano, and, you know what I'm saying, New York got something, Scarlet. I mean, keeping that energy, like, you know what I mean, and still repping that, you know what I mean? And then I like Koi as well, like, man, just being able to hop on these beats and taking these Busta beats and just giving us that energy again, man. It's a lot of artists that's still giving us great energy and bringing it back to the real rap. You know, as artists out there, like the real Simba, and, you know, even my artist, Spark Dog. You know what I mean? There's artists out here that's not using auto-tune, that's giving you real rap. You know what I mean? So, you know, you it's free game. You can do whatever you want to do. And certain things that you do, if you do it organically and do it true to your spirit, it'll go so much further.
That's so real.
Just to that, you know what I mean, and whatever that is, make that and do that.
Okay, that's dope. So let me ask you this, drummer. You know, you have had the opportunity in this music business as a producer to witness the glorious shift in technology. Like you said, the Roland Phantom had that, the NPC had that, had the same problem with the track out. Man, I just put everything on two track. So from then to now, what's your favorite setup, or do you still prefer the analog, or you always FL Studio and Splice?
Man, only thing I am on Splice, but the only thing I really do on Splice is drums and stuff like that. I hate taking melodies because I hate hearing a beat that's something I took or did. You know what I mean? And you get that same issue sampling Doja Lamont or Patti LaBelle or Aretha Franklin. Everybody didn't sample like a lot of the same stuff. But, you know, it really come down to how you chop your stuff up and how you cut it up. But I like to keep the sounds fresh. Like, you know what I'm saying? This something ain't nobody got type. Ooh, I can't wait till the world hear this type. You know what I mean? I like to have that feeling. So, you know what I mean? I'm a Kai software still. I got FL software. And just being creative with the live side of things, you know what I'm saying? Especially with my loops and just creating sounds from scratch, loops from scratch. And collaborating with certain people that I feel is good people. Like, you know what I'm saying? I only collaborate with people I can meet up with in person. And I've known for like years, honestly, before we even worked. You know what I mean? Just so I know what spirit I'm inheriting with.
Right. That's true. Because like you think you want to go in the studio and make a beat with somebody, and it's like it's all good. Then it's like sometimes the vibes just don't work. You know,
It's all good until it's not all good, right?
Right.
Like, or you might be dope. Like you might be hard as hell. Like you make great music, but you a lame ass nigga on the lower. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Fucking rapist or some shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? So you don't want to tie none of that, man, karma to you or even be an energy. Like, for real, bro, it's hard to do background checks on niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But until you get them in the studio and you get rapist vibes.
Hold up. You get all these DMs like, dope, bro, you know you're working with a phony, or you know you're working
that's real.
All these different women hitting, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, you got to be careful. Like I learned that just taking a picture with a nigga. I don't even know this nigga. He took a picture. Hey, can I get a picture? Da-da-da-da-da. Boom. And then, bam. The motherfuckers just get the DM, and if they know a word on a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
That's real.
I'm from a different place. Like, niggas just got to know.
Yeah, you gotta be real careful.
No,
right?
Like, hell no.
That's it. Nah, you know, don't associate yourself, man. I feel that. So, you've worked with so many monsters in the game, dog. Like, just giants, right? Who would you say, or has there been someone that you wanted to work with that maybe they kind of played you sideways because you weren't who you are now, and that full circle moment came about where you guys connected again, or you got to do the same thing to them? Would you ever do that?
I don't get down like that. I'm always uplifting. I do remember a time, and it ain't no salt, it's just real deal. These my niggas. Like, I remember when I reached out to A Ball MJG, they told me 20,000 for a feature. You know, it's a blessing now. I'm like, I'm executive producing the album right now. And in a whole nother position. So, you know, it ain't never. You just gotta grind and let that be motivation and say, hey man, I'm gonna work so hard that these guys wanna work with me. I'm gonna work so hard that these guys wanna, you know, I become their best friend and all kind of shit outside of the music shit, man. It's like crazy connection I got with Ball and G. So, you know, it's just a lot of time and a lot of history and a lot of, you know, memories that we've made, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, that's what this shit about, man. Making memories, making shit that lasts forever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And capturing those moments. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I love how you just kind of, you know, I executive produced the album. Like, it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, dog, this is Ball and G, bro. Like, come on. The Ike and Barry, right? When is this supposed to be coming, man? Like, because this is huge news. I think everybody's been waiting for something like this, man. So can we dive in a little bit more, man? Can you give us just a tiny bit from what we can expect from this album?
We definitely going 2024, you know what I'm saying? 2024, just that year, just, you know what I'm saying? The 2024, man, it's going to be special. You know what I mean? Okay. The album, we got a lot of, you know what I'm saying, great music, you know what I'm saying, live music, and just some pimp shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Ike Turner, Barry White, you know what I'm saying? Ike and Barry. These two niggas is a player ass, fly ass niggas, man, and we're gonna give you the visuals, you know what I mean, to just really dive into the feeling of those two motherfuckers hanging out together. Those two motherfuckers in a nightclub together. You know what I'm saying? Those two motherfuckers on the road together, man. Come on, dog. Ike Turner got down on tour doing the motherfucking Aretha Franklin, and then you got Barry White opening up, or one of the opening acts. Man, come on, bro.
Man, that's excellence. Speaking of that, so you know, 8-Ball and MJG, veterans, OG. So, who is your dream feature? Somebody that right now, you on top. You know what I'm saying? Who would you, if you could, anybody in the world do a song with right now that you haven't done with yet, that you want to, that you ain't made it to yet?
I'm going to say Beyonce, man. I change Beyonce life. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it'll change my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's she really playing around with this one particular sound that she could come with that she not coming with. You know what I mean? She's done pretty much like 98% of everything, but I'm that 2% that's missing.
Oh,
okay. Hey, you heard it first here on the audio, man. Right. I'm about to make this happen. I'm about to call up right now. Like, yo, I'm on the line with Drummer right now. Call up B.
Everything will be complete with this one beat.
Hey,
he said with this one beat. So you already got one on deck that you know is just for her, huh?
Oh, come on, man. I'm talking, it's special. It's tailor made.
Ooh. How many are you in the studio daily making beats, or like how many beats do you feel like you might just have in the vault?
Man, we made shit. That's crazy, man. At least I can't even say. I would say at least 2,000-3,000, like.
God.
Man, and that's not even counting like shit that's in my MPCs that I haven't even tracked out. Like in the MPC, you got 100 sequences, so you could start making a beat on one sequence, then go to 5, make another beat, then go to 6, make another beat 7, 8, 9, 10. So out of them 100 beats that I make, I only might track out 20 of them or 10 of them. You know what I'm saying? And I can guarantee you, man. Just I'm gonna do a whole day in the vlog, and I'm gonna do a whole month of this shit, just going through my NPC and capturing videos of beats. And motherfuckers are gonna be like, what the fuck?
Wow.
There's so much shit just sitting in this motherfucker.
Man, it's crazy that you said that, because I was reading an article about Metro Boomin, how he just lost a whole bunch of Future beats on his MP because he didn't track them out. So, I mean, you being at this point now where like those files can like are worth millions of dollars potentially. Is there any type of protocol that you use? Just, you know, a super producer tech tip, you know, when your beats are worth millions, it can change people's lives, and how you work that workflow.
Man, really just backing up your drives, you know what I'm saying? And Time Machine is like your best friend now. Yo, anything you make on the computer, it'll just automatically back up. So I recently started using Time Machine a lot. I think that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Not having to, you know, even when you forget about backing up some shit, is already backed up and it go on your iCloud. So you can get it from another computer or another system or whatever and download what you need to download. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's been like just a useful tool. And then also just keeping your old equipment. Like, that's one thing I say. I wish I hadn't gotten rid of some of the keyboards, because now when I pull up those old beats, the sounds to go with it, I can't get those sounds. So I just got to new shit that, you know what I'm saying, it ain't shit, because, you know what I mean, like the digital shit is crazy. I got like every plug-in fucking out, so you know what I mean, it ain't gonna be nothing to, you know, readjust. And okay, I'm a assign this MIDI to this sound, I'm assign this MIDI to this sound, you know what I mean? But that's the only thing I'll be like, damn.
I mean, it's a different game, man. It's like when you at this level, like when you you just fucking around with the music, you could lose a drive, you could lose something, but like, bro, you got fucking millions of dollars worth of shit on your computer.
Exactly. That's a whole you lose that shit.
But the one thing you can't lose is your spirit. You know what I'm saying? I've lost. Mm-hmm. I've had hard drives stolen. I've had goddamn shit, niggas break in a through the window, you know what I'm saying, and take a drug or some shit, hard drive or two. I had three computers in that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, and it just be like, fuck it, like, what they gonna do with the beats? They don't know what to do with this shit. They ain't gonna know what, you know what I'm saying?
Half the time, that's what I was about to ask, if that shit ever tried to, if you ever heard anything pop up that you may have
all my shit copywritten, so I would love for this shit. Okay, there you go.
I found you. Yo, I love it, man. Word. Yeah. So going back a little bit, man, because I love Bobby's Mr. Tech, man. So I love the tech questions. But I when we were talking about the 8-Ball and MJG thing, man, and to me, you know, we talk about this a lot, man, as far as like the we have a lot of older artists coming into the hip hop game, or that have been in the hip hop game, and people, you know, a lot of people say hip hop is a young man's sport, which I disagree with. But you, at some point, older artists start, sometimes they lose the same energy that they once had, right? Like, either the voice changes, they don't have that the same passion for it. But there are certain artists that haven't changed, right? 8-Ball and MJG being one of those guys, or two of those guys that maintain that level. Do you feel Fat like
Joe, coming into Busta Rhymes?
Oh yeah, Busta Dog. Like, I mean, we could go through a list. Bun B, you know what I'm saying? Too Short. That definitely, like, there's an E-40. I mean, a bunch of these guys who are still passionate about it. Nas, another one, you know what I'm saying? Like, him and Hit-Boy just celebrated a new one with his 50th anniversary. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was crazy too. But yeah, so it's what I was getting at is like with this new project, was when you got in the studio with them, was it trying to capture the space age pimping days, or was it like, let's just create a whole new sound? Because I always wondered how that works out when you're in the studio with like someone with legends like that, but they're, you know, they might be, some people might try to stick them in this box, you know what I'm saying, and want to keep them here, but there's still so much room to grow, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nah, this was a moment where, you know, it was over the course of, I would say, 3 to 4 years, honestly. And we were able to capture just so many different elements of how we felt at the time. You know what I mean? And this is almost like, you know, really, I don't know, it's like I jumped in the mindset of, what would I do for Rick Ross? You know what I mean? Production wise, you know what I mean? Like, what would I bring to the table for Rosé and really, you know, come with that Memphis sound, but it's elegant. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's pimp, it's player, it's gangster, it's damn, I feel good, like type of shit. You know what I mean? And it's you know, it's pimping, man. You know what I mean? It's poetry, mm-hmm. man. They rapping to a chick. You know what I'm saying? They rapping to the ladies. You know what I mean? It's a lot of conversations to the women. You know what I mean? Also on some grown man level. You know what I mean? Like it's super, 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 man. Duper. You know, yeah, my nigga, it deserves a dupe.
It deserves the dupe, Andy. Real shit. Yeah. So, and that's another thing. Like, has with working with all these different people, has there ever been a record that you produced or an artist that you worked with, and they surprised you? Like, you didn't think the record was gonna do what it did, and it like it just, you know, boom, this takes off and it's like, holy shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, has that ever happened?
I would say Lost on the Road, Gorilla Zoe. Mm-hmm. I had no fucking idea that record would do what it did. You know what I'm saying? And when man, Wayne, Gorilla Zoe, like Lost on the Road. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a banger. That, like, that-
that shit was crazy. Like seeing how many people would sing that man at the shows and whatnot, it was just like, damn, dog. Like people could really relate to that record. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't your club banger. It wasn't all of that. It was again a record that you could feel. Mm. Really, like, damn, like you know what I'm saying? Like just really diving right in and listening to what Gorilla Zoe saying. Like he went through a lot of different trials and tribulations, like, you know what I'm saying? And man, I remember, honestly, man, taking Gorilla Zoe, I think we went to Checkers for some burgers and some shakes or something. He was literally like, bro, what you think I should do? You think I should go and sign the block? And this when he signing the block, they replacing him because Jeezy had left and went solo after Boys in the Hood. Once we put him mm-hmm. in the group. You know what I'm saying? So now they're trying to, you know, fill in the blank. And I, you know what I'm saying? He was like, man, what you think I should do? I'm like, man, bro, this is an opportunity, bro. You know what I'm saying? You got to jump on there. What else you got on your tape? He like, man. Mm-hmm. I remember he walked in that motherfucking sign of deal. And literally like a month or two later, I hear, hood nigga, I got beats by the pound. This, yeah, it's going down. I'm like, ooh, this is what? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man, it feel good to see a nigga come from nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Right. Struggling. Being able to pay for this, not being able to do this for your family, not being able to, not even looking at yourself as a superstar. You don't even look at you as a superstar. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But your name and your story, man, becomes everything. Everybody like, man, da 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 da. It's like, man, you never know. You just got to, man, come with it and take that chance.
Yep, you got to.
That's real, Doc.
The records, man, Lost. I would say I felt like that a little bit with Plies. What's in my pocket, dog? Big face
honey.
I had to be in the club. Tipsy is, you know what I'm saying?
The that's really the only time you can listen to it.
Yeah, no, but they played it a lot on the radio.
They did.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? When I first heard that joint, I maybe was just sober, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So of all these bangers you got, man, which one is your favorite records you produced so far that you want to sign on Throw Nobody Under the Bus?
Man, I would have to say Here I Am. Of course, No Hands, man. That making No Hands was so fun, bro. We was a celebration. Gucci Mane just had came home, got out of jail, and you know what I mean? It was literally like a party for real. And I had my equipment set up. Anybody ever been to Patchwork? You know, you got the A-room inside, which is big. And then, bam, that's what Gucci was. And he had just gotten out. So you got to have beats ready for him. He ain't got time for you to make no beat from scratch. You know what I'm saying? Right, so right. I already had about 10, 20 beats for him. He was over there doing First Day Out. And then we did Abnormal. Anything I do, Abnormal, Normal, anything. You know what I'm saying? Bam. So while he in the booth doing that, I go over to the B-room. And my equipment in the B-room, but it's crowded. It's like 40 people in the B-room. You know, B-room kind of tight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm literally start cooking up a beat. You know what I'm saying? Walker, Roscoe, Wale, Lloyd Banks, man, Cruz and Entourage, all that, man. It's crazy in there. So I'm just started making a beat. Everybody just chitter-chatting and drinking and ha-ha-hee-hee. I'm cooking up a beat. You know what I'm saying? And literally, by the time I finished making a beat, I made No Hands beat in like 5 minutes. But still, everybody was just in there talking. You know what I'm saying? And I see Roscoe Dash paying attention to the beat. You know what I'm saying? He was like literally the only person in there that was really like tuned in. Like, damn, he mumbling some something in his head. I'm like, man, go on, go in the booth. What you got? Literally, when he said what he said, man, the whole room was like, what the fuck is that? Girl, drop it to the floor. I love it. You know? Yeah, yeah. It was like, bro, you so silly. Like, it's silly, stupid, but it's hard at the same time. Like,
right. Man. Yeah, no, that was a major, major record.
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck yeah.
You think it's your biggest record thus far? What's your biggest record thus far?
That I would say I don't got nothing diamond, goddamn. that's you know, this diamond, like, man, come on, bro. Ain't nothing biggest diamond. You know,
numbers don't lie, right?
Right.
It ain't a diamond album. This ain't a whole collaborative effort from all these different producers and all these different features. This is a diamond single.
Wow.
That's one of by me. No MIDI loops, no samples, no splice, no none. I'm talking about from scratch straight
out. All publishing.
This ain't no different. It's that hot bread. It's that, you know, that hot water.
All that publishing. Hey, that's the game, right? It's a trick of the trade right there. Smoking Robinson.
No 50%.
Hey, on the diamond, hey, that's your plaque on you. I put that right over the bed when I'm on the back. I'm like looking at my diamond plaque.
The prices went up for sure.
Hey, come on, let me get the discount.
They got to.
He said right over there. Hey, that's that diamond dick, goddamn it. Hey.
Come on with it.
That's it. That's fucking hilarious.
Double D. Yeah.
The double D.
Hey, baby. You know, I would draw a robe and I put that on the wall and I give you a cognac and a blunt and that's it.
That's it. You good to go, dog. Hell yeah, man. So, yeah. So, we know the book's coming, man. You know, it's everybody, you can go and grab it right now, pre-order it. What, October 17th, right?
Yeah, it's actually going to ship on October 11th. They came in 6 days early, so they're going to start shipping a little earlier than expected. So, October 11th.
Okay. So, and for the people that are just tuning in, the book is covering, it's behind the hits. We've dove into a very small percentage of the stories this man has. And I'm sure if you get the book, you can go ahead and read. And like you said, right, it's got not only the stories, it's got the statistics, it's got all the information they need about these records, what you were doing when you made it, who you were with, who was in the room, all the good shit, right?
Absolutely, man. Behind the hits, you know what I mean? And just, you know, sharing them stories with the world, man. So many people be like, oh my God, man, I was in high school, bro, da 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 da. Or damn, I got married to this song, bro, da da da. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just be so many different scenarios. So I was like, man, let me write the book. Of course, we're working on the documentary. That's man, really gonna hit crazy, you know what I'm saying? And stay tuned, man. I'm in a couple of series coming up, one called War. I'm in a movie acting, and I did the music score. It's called 17 Days. I did another movie score in a, for a movie called Blood First. You know what I'm saying? So you could check that out. But man, just super excited to just, you know, elevate, you know what I'm saying, and take it to another notch, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Bobby, do we have time? Do we have time real quick to,
man, I we always got time to twist this nigga arm.
All right, so you already know, Drum Man, like every time we normally play Street Smarts Trivia, right, where we go through, ask some hip-hop history and stuff like that, but since we're in here talking about hits, we thought it would only be right if we hit you with a little thing called Who Sampled That. Are you down to play real quick?
Okay, it's all good.
Oh man, I love it. I love it, dog. That's why I fuck with Drummer Boy, man. He's always down, dog.
He down.
Bobby, the floor is yours, dog.
Okay. So let me dig through my sample. So we're gonna play the song that did use the sample, and then you gotta tell us what was the original record that sampled.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
All right. We back. I know you got your Google fingers together, your Shazam and all that. You got your all your apps, your technology. We know you're a big time investor in tech, so you got all the new shit.
Man, I'm trying to think, man, because them congas sound like. Them congas sound like goddamn Marvin Gaye, but it ain't Marvin Gaye. It's that same conga, and them congas give it away. I gotta think of that lady name, man. Goddamn.
It's the congas, but
you gonna give me a clue? Give me a clue.
it's more off the hook.
I know that. I already know that. And the only one who sung that was goddamn it's the same hook. Goddamn, what's that lady name? Fucking Hathaway. Donnie Hathaway.
Yeah,
okay. So look. It's not a lady, but it is Donnie Hathaway.
We'll play this.
Oh damn.
He's the hard damn.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
All right, you gotta play the whole thing. I know you used drummer. You was like, that's the word. I knew it was.
Yeah, like, man, that's crazy. They had it sounding, man. They sped that joint up a little. That's crazy.
Yeah. So recently, man, Dre said he had actually turned down working with Prince and Stevie Wonder. He said it was because they were his idols, and he's like, what the fuck could I do for them, right? Now, do you feel like that about anybody? Is there anyone that you idolize them so much or love them in that capacity that you would never even work with them because you don't want to ruin that?
I would love to work with Dr. Dre. I don't think that would ruin, you know what I mean? You know, it's almost like, okay, Chameleonaire told me a story one time about how he met Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? And that's who I look up to and idol them, you know what I'm saying? Like that for real, like damn, you know what I'm saying? But he ain't no music person, but you know what I'm saying? Like just, you know, that's somebody you look up to. So bam, Chameleonaire said he had won some shoes in Vegas or something. Like he won an exclusive pair of Jordans. These motherfuckers worth $150,000. They, you know what I'm saying? All they like this special pair that was worn in this particular game and all that, blah, 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 blah. And he bumps into Jordan at the casino. So he like, damn, this must be meant to be, like, whoa, whoa, like, damn, this shit crazy. Like, man, you know, he tried to approach Michael Jordan. He got all the security around him. You know what I'm saying? And he was just like, yo, I'm Chameleonaire. Like, I'm a platinum artist. I just went platinum. Blah, blah, blah. I got these shoes. Like, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. And Michael hear what he's saying, and he's like, shit, 50,000.
What?
Damn. I just want you to sign them for me, bro. Like, you know, I just want them. They already worth 150. This pair. You know, so what you think that they'll be worth when I sign them?
Mm. Damn. You know
what I'm saying? It's at 50,000. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, man.
Did he pay it?
I might get in the studio. Nah, he didn't. Of course not. Okay. But you know, I might have been in the studio. He was hurt off of that, man. I might be in the studio with Dre or. You know, da 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 da. In a moment where he just get like, a moment where he just like, bro, you not on my level type shit, or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to face the worst. So I see what you know what I'm saying. That'll be like, damn, all this time with Dre, man.
And yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Or whatever. So you know, I done met pretty much everybody but Dre. You know what I'm saying? Diddy, my nigga, Swiss, my nigga, Tim, fam, fucking Quincy Jones invited me to his house. I've been in Quincy's house, man, sipping with producers and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So man, I'm good spirit, like, you know what I'm saying, and good energy. And I know if I ever do get in the studio with Dre, we're gonna make magic, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't really be worried about that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just come with it and have fun, you know what I'm saying, and just contribute the best.
But you feel where he coming from though with that.
Yeah, the mindset. Hell yeah. That's what I was just explaining. Like, it could go like this, it could go unexpected. You know what I'm saying? You meet a motherfucker and this nigga just doodle your ass, like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I know me personally, like, I know that's happened to me, you know, several times where someone's dogged me out or something, but where, you know, I've worked with an artist in a certain capacity and like I grew up listening to him or something, or, you know, was a fan of their music. And then I link with him and we do some business or work or something. And it's like, damn, like, you're a totally different person than I thought you were, dog. And then you can't even listen to the music the same way anymore. And that shit fucking sucks when that shit happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit hurts. So,
yeah, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to be that bad taste. You know what I'm saying? Or just, you lose respect. Once you lose respect, all shit is out the window.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Once you lose respect for a person, you know what I mean? It, like, think about it. If you lose respect, just that one word, you lose respect for somebody. Now you look at this nigga completely different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like ain't nothing logical about what you do. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like everything is complete opposite now. You know what I mean? So
that's it.
You know.
So you're on the road right now, man, touring with Scotty ATL. Can you tell us a little bit about the tour that you guys got going?
Absolutely, man. It's been crazy, dog. Like, honestly, it's a lot of dope artists on the tour. Each city that we've been touching, man, Memphis was dope. Waco was crazy. Killeen was crazy. My artist, Spark Dog, from Killeen. So he got to tap his city. I tap my hometown city. It's another artist, King Elway. He hitting his city in Griffin, which is right outside Atlanta, on the tail end of the tour. So, man, it's just been a blessing, man, to just be on the road. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you're on tour, you're gonna be around the same people. So just getting to know them, you know what I'm saying? Seeing each person on a different day, you know what I mean? Spending time with the crew, you know what I'm saying? And growing, elevating, you know what I'm saying? And understanding what everybody do. Everybody always got, like, side hustles or, you know, side, talents, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I got a restaurant too, you know what I'm saying? There's a Spark Dog out here doing grills and shit, man. He in the hood, you know what I'm saying? He rapping, and then he goddamn on the side, he doing grills in every city for motherfuckers. Like, this shit crazy, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Just it's so many different bags that come in different areas, man. Oh, you do this, oh, you do that. People supporting, you know what I mean? It's always the outside cities that support. You know what I'm saying? And of course, man, our hometown's going crazy, but, you know, every hometown ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? So, for the most part, man, it's just been a blessing, man, to just tap the people. We sold out of the books behind the hits, man. We got to re-up, get more books in, you know what I'm saying? So, everybody doing pre-orders every city now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We got 97.9 The Box in the morning. We working, man.
That book game, he trapping, boy. He trapping out that book game. Hey, you know, intellectual property. Ain't nothing like it.
Absolutely. We need the education, man. We need the education.
Absolutely. And it's like, if people like you who have been through the game from the beginning to where you are now, from the mud to where you are now, the words that you, the knowledge you've dropped just on this call right here has been, you know, immeasurable to the people listening. You know, we definitely applaud you for that. So like, I know we was just talking about, you know, you're on the road with Scotty ATL, everybody got side hustles. And speaking of that, so let me ask you, like, you've done everything right now. You got a diamond record, you know, you work with all the big names, you got albums out, you travel the world, man. What is the next thing for you in this next cycle of your life outside of music that you want to cross off your list, whether it's a business, a venture, jump out of a plane? What's the next big thing that you got to cross off your list before you check out?
Man, I don't know. I don't see myself checking out for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Quincy made Thriller at 50. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I done all of these hits and just now turning 40. You know what I'm saying? So
oh yeah. So before you turn 50, this is the next big thing.
Yeah. Before I turn 50, I would say, man, I would like to have, you know, be a best-selling author. Obviously, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I got more books in my mind. And also just, you know, with the acting, with the movies, doing movies, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's really where I see a lot of work being spent, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, making sure that the world coming together on this piece, man. We got to come together, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to unify and stay on our positivity, you know what I'm saying? And eliminate the negativity. And just balancing, man. It's going to be negative. It's going to be, I understand, we're going to have our bad days. We're going to have ops. We're going to have people we don't like, you know what I'm saying? Disagreements, this and that and the third. But, man, at least eliminate the pettiness. You know what I'm saying? If it's going to be about something, let it be about something for real. But it's too many people, man, losing their life on the petty side, man. Just pettiness, man. Stuff that don't even make sense. You know what I'm saying? So if it's going to happen, at least let it make sense, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's eliminate the nonsense, man. Straight up.
Absolutely.
Real shit. Yeah, there's too much of it going on. We've lost too many good people over nonsense, bro. But I'm excited to see what's next for you, Drummer Boy. You've always, you've always been real, dog. Like, you've always been a humble dude, always open to you know, talking and connecting dots with people, and that right there gets you respect on every level, you know, from the ground up, bro. So continue to build, continue to grow. As long as you always do that, man, you have a place for us with us here at Audio Meds, man. And anytime you have anything new you want to stop by and chop it up, man, the doors are always open, bro. We love to have you on here, man, and it's nothing but a pleasure, bro. So thank you again for coming and joining us on Audio Meds. Real quick, tell the people what you got going. If there's anything that you need to plug real quick, let them know where they can get it, how they can get it, and yeah, that's it, bro. We appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I need y'all to run this joint too. If you got it, go ahead and pull it up, man. Freak Some, Juvenile, T-Rail, shout out to T-Rail. You know what I'm saying? The artist I've been working with.
He killing, you know what I'm saying? He
grinding and showing you how to save your money and spend on them outfits in Walmart. I'm gonna come out of Walmart fresh, you know what I'm saying? Man, he got them spend that high 40, man. You know what I'm saying? When he didn't have the money to buy that designer, you know what I'm saying? He was putting his money on the road, going to different cities and establishing a fan base. And man, mm-hmm. I love this dude, grind, his come up, you know what I'm saying? Everything he's been doing, just how humble he is. And he holding down Mo3 and so many more people, man. But man, shout out to T-Rail. Shout out to Spark Dog, you know what I'm saying? Drum Squad, that's another thing I want to do before 50, man. Put my own artist on platinum status, man, under Drum Squad Records. I done did it for a lot of people. I done did it for everybody else. Now we doing things for ourselves, man. You know what I'm saying? It goes absolutely behind and hits the book. You know what I'm saying? And making sure we straight. You need to make sure everybody else straight, nigga. What about you, nigga? Make sure you straight shit too, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
All the producers, all the fans, all the people in general, man. Just make sure you straight too, nigga. You make sure that nigga straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you make sure she's straight. You make sure he's straight. You make sure man. Make sure you straight too, man. You know what I mean?
Don't forget it.
That's what I'm on right now. You know what I mean? Make sure I'm straight. We did a huge 40 years of greatness party. You know, put up all the plaques on the wall because, of course, I wasn't going to have these niggas at my house. So we did this shit Art Basel style, you know what I mean? All white room with white walls, you know what I mean? And my accolades and all of that on the wall, man. It was dope. Wine, champagne, food, lamb chops. You know, we had to have the lamb chops, dog.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? It was dope. Yeah, it was bulks. Oh,
Hey. That's real shit. Yeah, man. Well, salute to your 40, bro. And you know, I know you're gonna have plenty more coming, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, and we're excited to see everything, man. And you know, T-Rell, dog, like that LL3 song has been going fucking crazy. I've been hearing that shit everywhere,
man. So we was talking about record flips real quick.
Exactly. Shout out. That's why I mentioned it. Yeah.
So shout out to Rodeo, because I sampled Rodeo Juvenile, you know what I mean? And bam, like, I got the clearance on that. Shout out to DMG Clearances. Bam, that goes back to R. Kelly.
Really?
So bam, so he said, man, you can't have the sample, but you can have the replay. So y'all gotta, man, listen to this record, freak something, man. Pull this up, play this next as my ending song, man. It's my new single, man. This thing special, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? And it's for the fellas too, because it's a player shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's going crazy right now, man. Make sure y'all make a TikTok, do a TikTok video, man. Keep running our TikTok up, man. Pull it up, freak some. T-Rail, Juvenile, and follow my Instagram at Drummer Boy Fresh.
Yes, sir.
You heard it first right there. So you know how we do here at Audio Meds. Tap that plus button, turn that shit to a check, add it to your playlist, and put that shit on repeat, because he need another $1 million in his bank account. Let's go.
Once again, my guy, much love, man.
Already love.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Yeah, that was that Drummer Boy, T-Rail, Juvenile, Freak Something. Hey, yo, that joint fire. Okay. Yeah, we knocking some boost to that one.
What else you expect, man? It's Drummer Boy, dog. Come on, man.
I already knew it was going to be fire, man. I already knew what it was going to be, man. Facts, hey, that was dope, man. Drummer the OG, man.
Yeah, man, Drummer the OG, dog, and you can call him that now. He hit 40, so I guess we talk about this a lot. I guess he's able to, you know, they can call him OG now. Yeah. But he's, regardless, like, even if it wasn't 40, like, the man's got skin in the game. He's been hustling for a long, long fucking time, bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, since he was, what, 15, you know what I'm saying? Like,
says he did his first one at 12 for Tila. The double dose
12 joint. For Tila, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking amazing, you know what I'm saying? And he got points on that shit, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
12 insane. But yeah, like we always do about this time, Bobby, you already know it's Audio Meds every Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Central, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And if you guys are interested in doing your own show, you're a creative, you love what we're doing and feel like you could do the same thing, you got music you want to play, you got people you want to talk to and interview and chop it up with, and you have opinions and thoughts that you need to get off your chest and off your head, and you want to do your own show, Bobby, what do they need to do?
Well, I'm glad that you asked. If you guys are out there and you want to be just like the Audio Meds and have your own show on app, you can do that, because all you have to do is download the app, install it on your phone. It is now available for iOS and Android. You can create a show. And when you create that show, all you got to do is use our hashtag, put it in the description, the title, hashtag AM Creatives. The AM stands for Audio Meds, and the Creatives has an S on the end. It's plural.
That's right. That's
so
right.
AM Creatives. Put that in your description. Put it in your title. Just drop it in there. And if you do that, what's going to happen is the AMP Index Robot Googlers are going to crawl through your page, and they're going to track that you've done some shows. They're going to be like, oh, they used a hashtag. So let me see if these guys are worth a shit. And if they think you're worth a shit, they may just cut you a chisnet. And that's, if not, right. I can't promise. I can't promise that they're going to do it at all. They might not give you shit at all. But there is hope, if you do use the hashtag, that you might get some of that creator fund. And that's where the money's coming from, the creator fund.
That's right. And they're always looking for new creatives. So take that opportunity. If you feel like you got what it takes, jump on board, man. Come join the team. That's what we like to say, right, Bobby?
Go Amp. Join the team, man. We amping over at Amp.
Go Amp. Yes.
Yes.
Check's coming out. That's it. So, Bobby, do we got another guest?
Yeah, if this motherfucker put down the turkey sandwich, shit. That's the third one. We got another guest coming in. Boop, boop.
Paging Dr. Capo. Paging Dr. Capo. All right, Bobby, you know what time it is, man. We got to end every dose with the prescription. And today's prescription goes a little something like this. You ready?
Yes.
All right. You do what you can for as long as you can. And when you finally can't, you do the next best thing. You back up, but you don't give up.
Say it one more time.
One more time. You do what you can for as long as you can. And when you finally can't, you do the next best thing. You back up, but you don't give up.
Now that's powerful. For some of y'all that went over your head is you do whatever you can within your power. And if you can't, you got to find another way around it because you don't give up. You don't stop. You just keep on pushing.
That's right. That's right. Pivot, motherfucker. Pivot.
Pivot, motherfucker. When we got the show, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 p.m. Right. Eastern Standard, Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tap in. Thursday, we got something super special for you guys. I'm not going to let the cat out the bag. You're just going to have to tune
it.
In.
Don't
I'm
do, it. Do it.
I'm not going to
we'll
do
see
it.
Thursday, man. That's it.
Blah. Audio Mix. Be good for you.
Yippee.